Well, hello, I'm Lloyd C. Gann, executive producer of Wildfire, and this is the second hour of the second season. Aren't those shots beautiful? Now, that was before this what we call a recap. In fact, a longer than usual recap, but we wanted to make sure that you got all the information from the previous episode so that by the time you get to that honking noise in the news van, you know everything that you need to know going into this episode. Now, I bet you we want to know how we do that. How does that horse do that? How does it do it on cue? Well, we have some of the best animal wranglers in the business working on this show, and each animal is trained for a particular cue. In that case, that horse was trained to do that cue exactly when it needed to get done. Now, you know, we introduced this character this season, the character of Kiri, who we're very excited to have on this show. Of course, Pablo, our fabulous horse whisperer. And that was what we call a teaser. The idea is to get you into the show so that you'll come back after these title sequences, which introduce, of course, all of our characters, our main characters in each episode. The song written by Truman. Gives you a good feeling for what we're about to see. This is shot at our barn at Rain Tree Ranch, where there are real horses stabled there. All of these names are a combination of individual guest star roles that are for that individual episode, or recurring roles, as in the case of Joe Lando, who plays Pete. Recognize the last name of the second person listed on that screenplay credit. Stephanie Ripps is one of our terrific writers. Bradford May, outstanding director. Actually, the most prolific of our directors on our series. We love having Kieran, who plays Kerry. He's actually married in real life to Nicole, who plays, of course, our favorite character on the junior side, our favorite female character. Now, of course, what are we setting up here but a potential love triangle? By the way, what do you think of my car in the background? It's, you know, I loaned it to the production. They don't know that it's my car, but of course, when I start driving it around after the series break in between the second and third seasons, of course, they'll realize that it's my car. Ask you guys out there what you think of our various hairstyles for our actors. You like Chris and pigtails? Long hair? Love to hear from you. Now, I'm going to give away a secret. I'm going to ask you guys to tell me whether you think this is shot on a stage or shot on location. Well, she did come in from the outside to the inside. What do you think? Boy, I really like their relationship, don't you? Elio's, the famous cereal for Wildfire. Well, what do we think of that moment? Are the oleos in that bag? What do you think? They look like they are. Actually, I think it's Sandy Isaac who gets the credit for creating the oleos name. Sandy's one of our outstanding writers and co-executive producers of the series. Also a good friend who owns a horse on a farm himself here in California. I love Joe Lando. He's a great colleague of Kevin Beggs, who is the president of our studio. And they did a show called Higher Ground. Terrific show. And Joe was gracious enough to join us for this great role. I love James, too. James has been with us from the beginning. And this season, we're really ramping up the Pete category. Pete Davis. Actually, what am I talking about? It's Ken Davis, and Pete is, of course, played by Joe Landau, who plays Pete Ritter. What do you think? That kind of looks like one of our house party postscripts, don't you think? Doesn't your house look like that after a party? Look at that mess. Can you believe it? Let's see. Watch how these guys negotiate. Well, there you go. Is he going to take it or is he going to leave it? Oh, we don't know the answer to that, do we? But isn't that barn beautiful? That's the Davis Ranch. Deborah Ferrantino plays Isabel. Junior's mother. She's terrific. We really were very fortunate to get her to come and join us this season. What magazine do you think she was reading? I'll let you guess. All right, here we are, very exciting photo shoot. We see the glamorous world that Chris is about to enter. Now, anybody who out there really wants to try the hot sauce, well, just let us know. We'll send you a bottle. Oh my goodness. Now that's what we call an act break. Now, I guess you know what an act break is. That's where we leave off, hopefully wanting you to come back after a commercial. There we have Junior's Loft, one of our newer sets this season. I can't believe they took my couch from the office. What is that? Answering a telephone call. Back on the Ritter Ranch. Now, are these two falling in love with each other? I don't know. You'll have to stay tuned. It's one of our beauty shots that Bradford May does so elegantly well. So, I remind you that we have an incredibly fantastic production team. Headed by producer Gary Goodman, who just does an extraordinary job. And we really are grateful to them because it's what makes the show so gorgeous to look at. It makes the scripts come alive because it's a very hard show to produce. It's a very complicated show to produce. Number of locations, including the stages, we have weather conditions that we have to deal with, although the state of New Mexico is magnificent to shoot in. We love being there because it allows us to really take advantage of the topography and the gorgeous, gorgeous skies and vistas and scenic natural surroundings. But I think that it's important to realize that it takes a lot of people to make a television show. In fact, there are 300 people that are permanently employed just in the New Mexico production alone. That doesn't include our post-production in Los Angeles, our support team in Los Angeles, our writing staff in Los Angeles. And so by the time you add it up, and you would add up all the out service companies that support the production, you're talking about 500 people potentially that have been a part of this. And that doesn't include extras, which in episodes alone could be 100 to 150 additional people. So it really takes an extraordinary number of people to make any number of episodes, particularly an episode that has an enormous amount of crowd scenes, party scenes, racetrack scenes. Because remember, for every horse, there's wranglers. Those are the people that help out, make sure that the horses are doing what they're going to do, take care of the horses, keep the horses safe, stunt personnel, which makes sure that the actors are safe, camera personnel, which have to paint these beautiful people, production design, those are the people that make all the pictures possible, like designing this loft, with our production designer, Vince Kresseman, all of the support people, the art department, painters, contractors, carpenters, property people, those are the people that actually put and decorate all of the scenes, put the actual props, those are the things that actors use, like this calendar she's looking at, or the phone that Pablo uses, or even touching that piece of paper. That's actually all planned. That's not just lying there. That has to be put there by individual crew people who make sure it's there on the day when they're shooting. Everything that you see in this picture, the pillows, the curtains, the ceramics on the shelf, the flowers, everything that adorns the coffee table, whether it be fruit or nuts, that light in the background, everything has been thought about prior to those actors walking on that set. And they get those ideas from the script, and sometimes they get ideas that formulate not literally from the script, but inspirationally from the script. And that's why it's such a wonderfully creative endeavor. Now I have a question for all you. How many wildfires do you think we employ on our show? Yes, that's a question for you. Think about it. We have to have a wildfire that chews. We have to have a wildfire that rides. We have to have a wildfire that rears. We have to have a wildfire that stands still. There are many different aspects to wildfire. Well, is that a metaphorical conversation, perhaps? Well, we love Danny, don't we? Well, Pablo and this woman, what's going to happen with those two? It's a very good question. Really? There you go, Pablo, baby. now they're in business with each other. How about that? Well, this is a set on our stages, which is the Ritter Ranch interior house set. Another hairstyle for Chris. Give you an opportunity to vote on what your favorite hairstyle is. Really a lot to think about, isn't there? Nice moment between these two women, our true female heroines, if you will. Again, one of those act outs that make you want to come back. The key is what commercial is going to appear between these two acts. We shot this in downtown Albuquerque. Now, what's going to happen when Pete shows up to dinner? He really wasn't invited by Charlie. Oh, Charlie's not happy. Say to him. She has to whisper. It's a party, isn't it? Isn't that interesting? Now, let's talk about what a location fee really is. Oh my goodness, look who's arriving now. Everybody's at dinner. Well, we'll talk about a location fee. We actually pay location fees when we're on location. That means when we are at a place that we don't normally shoot at, or a place that we have to rent from somebody, whether it be their home, possibly a commercial building. We have to pay permit fees as well to the particular city, and that allows you access to that particular property. For instance, the Ritter Ranch is really a ranch, and we pay a location fee to the people who own it, the family that owns it, when we go to Ray's. Ray's is also a location. And then when we go to the racetrack, parts of the racetrack are private property. Some of it actually is owned by the state of New Mexico. So in the case of the state of New Mexico, they give us that location because it's part of the film program that they have to allow us to come there and shoot. But location fees are a part of production. For instance, this restaurant is an actual location. We paid a location fee in order to be there. And that means that the location has to be prepped, and it also means that we... Wow. Big moment. Not the dinner that Charlie had envisioned, but it gives us a good act out. Here we're back on the Ritter Ranch. We're shooting a commercial. And that's actually Gary Goodman, who is a very handsome guy, don't you think? I wonder how much we had to pay Gary for that shot. Part of our cool music, which is another important part of our show, as you know, finding the very exciting buzz cuts, cutting edge artists. Now, some of these people are our actual crew. Some of these people are actors. Can you believe that? Now, believe it or not, this represents a sense of reality, because there are many people involved with the decision making, especially when you're talking about a commercial. You've got the advertisers, the advertising agency, the people who actually pay for the spots, which are the client, of course, and then the creative people who are involved with the creation of the commercial. And the production personnel, in this case, the director. You can see it's very hard work. can see all the men are very excited about this. The men in Chris's life, how do they feel about her kissing an actor? Let's see. By the way, we often do this on set when we see a dynamic that is just so honest and natural that at the end you want to capture it on film. So sometimes the actors don't know that they're getting filmed. I'll let you guess whether they knew it this time. See, the crew is getting a little hot. The Clio Award is an award given to advertising for the best commercials, best directing. It's kind of like the Oscars for commercials. Yet another hairstyle for Chris. Get to vote. Tell us what you like. Horse frolicking. Did Danny make the right choice in buying that horse? Another metaphorical conversation. Well, here we go. Too bad the commercial cameras aren't on them. That could be another Clio Award. Go. It's the Kissorama. The best kissers. You vote. Who did you like the most? Now, do you think there's real wine in that glass? What do you think? I'll let you guess about that too. Now, you may have heard this before, but shooting in this trailer is probably one of the most difficult aspects of the wildfire production because it's such a tight space and everything has to be done in a style called handheld camera shooting, in which the camera literally is held by the operator and has to move in very, very tight quarters. Now, Bradford May, the director, has made great use of his handheld and moving shots not necessarily handheld. Sometimes they're on what is called a dolly and on tracks, which you saw during the commercial. Sometimes they're on what is called a Steadicam, which is a moving camera constantly. It's a great way to do walking and traveling shots. So, who's there? Who's he waiting for? Is this it? Poor Junior got stood up, didn't he? Now, it's a special technique that we use to light so that you can get a sense of what time of day. This is a nighttime shot that we light especially to give the glow of exterior lights from the street looking into the window. This is a stage set, so we have to create a natural environment. That's why you have a lot of natural light that pours in seemingly from the windows, but in fact, it's all illumination that we create. This is an actual location, an alley location. A lost moment, perhaps. And here it is, the stare down between these two women. Who's going to capture Junior's heart? Who won the battle? Who's going to win the war? Stay tuned. It's going to get better. As I say, you haven't seen anything yet.